Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging around with me today. My pleasure, as always. It's a dream come true for me to be able to spend some time with you, especially when I get a chance to reintroduce you to an old friend of ours. Dave Anderson is with us. Dave is an entrepreneur, a very successful business owner. He now has his own motivational educational firm. And his company is called Learn to Lead, which he's the president of, and he's written a number of books that we've talked to you about over the years, but he's got some new ones out right now called TKO, 10 Knockout Strategies, for three different things right now. One is for hiring, one's for management, one's for sales. He always continues to impress with the outstanding work that he does on behalf of people like you and me. He's our good friend. Dave, welcome back to the show.
Jim, thanks. Good to talk to you.
It's good to have you here. It's always a pleasure to have you here. Now, three books, Sales, Management, and Hiring. In the past, you and I have talked quite a bit about sales.
Right.
That's been a lot of our focus. And we've done a fair amount today on personnel.
Yes.
So I think if it's okay with you, I'd like to talk about the management part of your knockout strategies. And folks, the... what you'll be seeing is the sort of the architecture of all three books. But if that's okay, can we talk about management?
That'd be great. That's where it really starts, you know.
You say for becoming the manager, your people deserve. Now, Dave, what they deserve is a paycheck from me. Do they deserve me to be a better manager?
Yeah, they're expecting a little more than that these days. The expectations have gone up a bit. You know, people want a manager they can learn from and that gives honest feedback and that will hold them accountable and that gives them opportunities and, a manager under which they can grow, and that's going to depend on the manager's leadership style. And so
right. In
these 10 strategies, that we really cover 10, 10 key points to improve your style.
Right. And I'd like to go over those. Let's get started. What are some of the things that they deserve from us?
Well, you know, one of the things I say is, first of all, the manager has to be honest with himself and look in the mirror and assess, what they're doing well, where they're off track. And
the mirror doesn't lie, does it?
Oh, the mirror's ugly sometimes, too, literally sometimes. But when you look in it, you see things that are answers, though. You know, you're looking out the window, and that's really not where the answer is. And so I mention in the book that before you try to improve anybody else, you got to improve yourself. But don't try to fix everyone else until you work on your own skills, habits, attitudes. So, the first thing is really taking a look in the mirror and assessing what we're doing well and where we need to improve.
What do we need to be looking for when we look in the mirror?
Well, we need to be looking for both what we do well and where we're off track. And you really have to be honest with yourself. I mean, people who are micromanagers, if they're really honest with themselves, they know that they're getting results in spite of that fact, not because of it. People who are abusive to other people, people who who are constantly putting them down and bringing them down to lower morale levels, they know within themselves that if they are successful by some chance, it's not because they do those things. It's in spite of the fact they do those things. And how much better could they do if they stopped doing those things and did more of the right things?
Should we ask ourselves, would I work for that guy?
Oh, absolutely. Would I feel like I could grow under him? Would I trust my future to this person?
Yeah.
How excited would I be working for me, coming in and seeing me behind the desk every day?
How many people, I love talking about, reminding people about something I learned from Scott Peck, M. Scott Peck, who wrote The Road Less Traveled, the late, unfortunately, great psychologist and writer. He said that there were two kinds of people that he dealt with in his practice. One of them was the neurotic, which tended to blame, focus on themselves. Mm. And the other was the people with character disorders who never always blamed other people.
Right.
And he said, I could almost always help the neurotics. I could almost never. He said, in fact, he said, I could never help the one with character disorders. So well, what do we, how yeah. do we, what, you know, if we're looking in that mirror, if we have character disorders, which some small business owners have, they don't last long, I think, but if they have that issue, how do they deal with that?
You know, they need to start making better choices. You know, character really is a result of the sum of choices and values you've embraced throughout your life. Now, no one can change that for you, but you can change it yourself. And it takes a lot of work and commitment. And unfortunately, a lot of people don't see what all the fuss is about, so they really don't work hard on their character issues, and they don't realize how it's holding them back. But you have to be honest. Delusional managers don't grow, and they don't grow others, and they hop from place to place, leaving a trail of mediocrity.
And your employees are looking over your shoulder into that mirror, and they're seeing delusional work employers, and they're saying, adios, amigo.
Oh, they're mocking you.
20 till, we're going to be right back with our good friend Dave Anderson right after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
I'm alone in the dark.
Bit of Chicago for you there. So welcome back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, small business advocate, and visiting with our good friend Dave Anderson. He's the author of How to Deal with Difficult Customers. He's the author of If You Don't Make Waves, You'll Drown. He's the author of Up Your Business. Those are just some of the books he's written, and he's got three brand new ones: TKO Sales, TKO Management, TKO Hiring, Knockout Strategies. It's a series of books. And Dave, I like the fact that you've made them in a form that's less expensive. I mean, what are they, $16.95 or something like that?
Yeah, and you can get them on Amazon for like $10 or $11.
Yeah,
bucks.
Yeah, yeah. You know, books have gotten out of hand these days.
Well, they have, and you know, when I was looking,
$30.
It is. It's nuts. And when I was looking to come up with a new book, I wanted something fast, and this is like 120 pages, something affordable and just filled with meat. You know, the people could get through in a hurry and get some real value out of it without breaking the bank. And so I'm really happy with the way these three came out.
Can they buy them directly from you?
Yeah, they sure can. Honestly, right now Amazon has a better deal than we can even give on them.
They're I was hoping that maybe if my folks bought them from you and they bought all three at once, maybe we could work out some kind of a discount or something.
Now, see, we could do that. Of course we could.
Let's work on that, and next time you're on, we'll see if we'll come up with something
just for my audience.
Folks, that's worthy of a nice discount. You know I always work hard for your money.
Yeah.
Okay, Dave, we're talking about management knockout strategies. And the first chapter is about looking in the mirror,
right.
and that's so important that we ask ourselves, you know, am I the kind of manager that my people trust? If I say something, do they believe that I mean it? If I not only with regard to them, but with regard to the company, if I start something, do I follow through? Do I finish it?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
absolutely.
What do you think?
Yeah, you know, are my words and deeds consistent? You know, do I hold myself accountable? Am I growing? And the good news is, if your answer is no to all those things, you can change that. You can change those issues because they're controllables, and that's what you have to do. If you're serious about being a better manager, better leader, then you have to pay really heed to what we don't call them chapters. We call them round one,
right.
Round two, round three,
but Dave, the problem is if it's us looking in our own mirror, we're not going to say no to ourselves. So what you're going to have to look for, folks, it seems to me, Dave, is you're going to have to look for the hesitation, the pause. If you ask yourself these questions, and if you don't come out with an absolutely immediate positive response,
then that in itself is a response.
There's a problem. So check that
out.
Well, how do we fix ourselves? Who do we go to? Where do we go to get fixed?
You know, it depends on what the problem is. Some people need to go see a priest. Some people need to go. Some people need to go visit a library. Some people need to find a mentor, someone who's wiser than they are.
Could you ask your own team? Could you say, all right, folks, look, I've started a self-improvement program today, and I want you to help me. Could you open yourself up like that without losing, you know, respect and effectiveness?
You can. There's a couple of dangers. If you've done this kind of thing before, you know, if you've gotten on a streak where you're going to get better and you're going to try to change and you go back to the way you were, everyone's going to be very skeptical. They may think it's some new trick that you have to get them to say something that you can hold them accountable for. Or they may be reluctant. If you've been a tyrant in the past, they may even be reluctant to give you any type of feedback. But if you're sincere and you show them that you mean it and that you do want to change, then you'll get some very valuable feedback, because feedback's essential to growth. And the fact is, Jim, the higher you go, the less of it you get naturally. So you have to start to ask for it and insist on it, you know.
Right.
You can even do an anonymous survey. You know, rate me 1 to 10 on these areas and the one thing that would improve, and people can turn the survey in anonymously. It's a lot less threatening to do it that way. But then when you get it, you have to look at it objectively and not just discard it because it's not what you wanted to hear. You know, you can't grow that way.
Round two is about titles.
Well, titles are so often misunderstood. I had to put this short round in the book because so many people think once they get the title that makes them a leader, that makes them a manager. And so I had to put the truth about titles is that all a title does, Jim, is buy you time to become a manager, to become a leader. It doesn't automatically make you one. That leadership is earned. It's not assumed. It's a choice you make. It's not a place where you sit. And so don't let the title go to your head. Your title buys you an opportunity to become a great manager. It doesn't make you one just by the virtue that your title has changed.
When I got my pilot's license, my first thing that I achieved was just a pilot's license.
Yes.
I later got an instrument rating and a multi-engine rating. But my pilot's license, when I got that license, my instructor said, He said, you know what this is? I said, yeah, it's my pilot's license. He said, no. He said, it's your license to learn how to become a good pilot.
That's a great answer.
I've never forgotten that, and that's been almost 30 years ago.
That's a great answer. I was dealing with a group of managers yesterday, and most of them were young, and these are the type where very often a title will go to their head. And I told them, I said, you just got promoted. The title doesn't make you a leader. It gives you a chance to become one. I said, leadership is performance. It's not position. And so we have to understand that before we try to manage and lead others, that they're looking to see if we can lead ourselves, if we can get results, if we can build relationships. And that's where we start to earn buy-in. Buy-in's not automatic, Jim. People think because I have the title, by gosh, people have to buy into me. And they don't.
Yeah.
They can comply. They don't have to commit.
In the military, it's sort of like that, but not in the marketplace.
Yeah, in the military, it is. You know, in the marketplace, you'll get compliance because people want their job and they want a paycheck, but you don't get commitment. And the difference, you can't build a great company on compliance.
And you know what else, Dave? With these new generations coming up, the Gen X and Gen Y, they care less about your title than any other generation I've ever seen before.
Oh, it means nothing to them.
Yeah.
They're not impressed.
Don't walk around with your title on your sleeve and impress these guys. They're not gonna let you get away with that. They'll hold that mirror up in front of you.
Stand
by,
quick
break. We got Dave Anderson here, folks. We're rocking and rolling. Here is Joe Cocker to take us out. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. Where you can find our show lots of different ways. You can podcast, you can stream it, you can subscribe to it, lots of different things you can do there. We will give you fair use possession of our interviews, so check that out. Also, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. We send it to you by email every Sunday, get you ready for the week ahead. Also, you've got our blog is there, which you can go directly by going to jimsblog.biz. But it's also, you can link there from the homepage. And articles, the Brain Trust members like our good friend Dave Anderson are all over our website. And don't forget our knowledge base, which is another website, askjim.biz. That's where you can get small business answers now. No barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you in. And you can hang out with us and use all our stuff to your little heart's content. Dave Anderson, as I said, is our guest. He's written many books. He's a leader on many levels, ladies and gentlemen, someone I admire very much. I'm so proud to have him as a member of our Brain Trust. And his new series of books called the TKO series for sales, management, and hiring, three different books. And you can find those wherever books are sold. Give us that website again, Dave, your
sure.
own website.
It's learntolead.com. Just spell it out like it sounds, learntolead.com.
www.thebusinessadvocate.com.
Yes, so and they're right on the homepage. Sure.
We're working out of the management book right now, folks. And one of the things that you talk about in your book, Dave, in round five is about being a powerful motivator.
Yes.
It's not enough just to be a manager, is it? You got to be a motivator too, don't you?
Well, yeah, they're not synonymous. I mean, you know, motivation is a skill that comes under the umbrella of being a good manager. And to really motivate people, you got to know people. You got to know them to move them. And the problem is a lot of managers spend more time, Jim, with paperwork than with people work. So they really don't make that connection with their people. They don't know what makes them tick. So they throw all this stuff out there, this generic stuff. They motivate, try to motivate everybody. You know, move them the same way like a head in the herd of cattle, and it doesn't connect. You have to really customize your motivational approach to fit each person. You got to know what makes them tick.
Well, and there are two kinds of motivation, aren't there? There's positive motivation and negative motivation.
Right, and some managers
because you
rely
could be motivating them negatively. You could be motivating them to leave.
Well, you could. Some managers are very good at motivating others to do nothing or to leave. And, you know, the fact is, I think one of the best ways to become a great motivator is to get rid of the demotivators in your workplace.
Yeah.
I mean, every workplace has like a minefield of stuff, you know, and people step on it and they get blown up, like too many rules or micromanagement or negative superiors. Tolerating poor performers is a real demotivator for your good people, you know. Too many or unproductive meetings. Criticism without coaching. I mean, the list just goes on. And your environment's like a garden, and you got to keep weeding and seeding that garden. And if you take your eyes off of it, the weeds will come back in and take over the garden. So you got to pay particular attention day in and day out to what's in that environment.
Well, how do I become? Let's say I'm running a successful business. Let's say I'm a pretty good manager.
Mm.
But I'd like to become. I'd like to be a better motivator. Where would I start?
It starts with better relationships with your people. You know, you have to get closer to them. You can impress people at a distance, but to impact them, you really have to get up close. And if you want to be a better motivator, you can't do it. You just can't motivate by memo, by email, by voicemail. It takes a personal touch.
Management by walking around.
Exactly. And spending
MBWA.
Time with them. Absolutely. And once you spend time with them, you're going to find out what makes them tick. And if you don't know, ask them. What gets you going, Jim? What pumps you up? What gets you, you know, what makes you fly? What don't you like? What brings you down? I mean, ask these questions. Don't guess at what their hot buttons are. If you don't know, have a one-on-one with them and just really find out the key to moving them. And that means you're going to have to deepen your relationship with them. Most managers today are too busy for that. They're getting dazed by data and numb by numbers, and they don't have any time to go out there and spend with their people.
And see, what Dave is talking about, folks, is what small business owners can do easily that
yes.
big business managers cannot do.
That's an advantage.
And it's an incredible competitive advantage, isn't it?
And it's a retention tool, Jim, because people say, I don't want to leave this place where I'm treated like a human being and where I feel like I'm valued.
Absolutely.
And go to some place where I'm a number on a board.
It's the reason why more and more employees are choosing, even though maybe the grass isn't quite as green in some areas, they're choosing to work for a small business.
Well, absolutely. And you know, one of the best internal motivators is feeling like you're making a difference.
Yeah.
Is being trusted, is being let in on things, and all
valued.
Three of those things. And valued, and those
valued,
things
yeah.
come in a small business much
right.
easier than they do in some skyscraper.
Dave, thanks for being here today. It's always
hey,
a pleasure,
my pleasure
to have you here. We'll do it again real soon. Congratulations on the series of books, the TKO books. Check them out by Dave Anderson. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.